We're going to start it off right with the lady you see right here. She was with us once before. We found out just how great she really is. Everybody knows her as a songwriter, but she's also a wonderful singer. And she, since she was here last, she had a real problem. She almost lost her voice. And somebody that sings as well as she does, you'll see how traumatic that would be. You can just imagine. And along with some other personal problems, it kind of laid her low. And when you get like that, what you do is you go to the things that are true in life, things that are the true and the purest and the deepest. And she started out as an actress with Shakespeare Company. So she looked to Shakespeare for inspiration. And the new songs that she has, each one of them starts with, not the song, but there's a quote from a Shakespeare play above the song. And it's a wonderful thing. This album is really beautiful. It's called How to Sleep in a Stormy Boat. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Amy Spies.
Sleep in a stormy boat. could sleep in a stormy boat. Thank you so much. Thank you. Sit the sea to the shore when the evening tide came in. I am here to tell you tales of where I've been. Into shells I whispered my love songs in secret rhyme and left them at your door for you to find. Tempered the force of my waves when your gods would roar. Took care of the ships full of men that you sent off to war. And I've longed for you for so long, said the sea to the shore. Said the shore to the sea, you left me here too long. I was promised to the moon while you were gone. You waited until the brightest night to demand my hand under his fullest light, and promised he'd always stay and watch over me. Oh, why did you wait till now, said the shore to the sea. Said the sea to the shore, I swore that I'd return, and here I am with all that I have learned. I can hold you now with arms of foam and spray, touching you at the coming of dusk and the breaking of day, smoothing out the folds on every stall. Said the sea to the shore, don't leave me here alone. Said the shore to the sea, you said all these things before, and I tell you, I can't hear them anymore. Oh, there was a time once I'd have given in. I'd hear your savage whitecaps rolling in. Your troughs would come up slow beneath my chin. Your mists would kiss me softly on my skin, leaving salty trails where you had been. My legs would give out in your undertow. Oh, but see, that was a long, long time ago. So the sea took one last look and turned away, and the shore was more than strong enough to stay. And castles melted back into the sand, driftwood drifted up into the land. Rocks rose up proud and shiny, shells began their gossiping again. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'd love to introduce you to the players on stage here with me. On my right, on cello, is Hannah Schroeder. And on my left, on guitar and singing, from Knoxville, Tennessee, Josh Oliver. This record was inspired by a lot of voices that are in my head most of the time. I did do a brief period of time as an actress. I worked with the National Shakespeare Company, and I lived in New York City, and I made my living as an actress. You probably have heard of that series, Shakespeare in the Park, in New York City. Yeah, that's great. I actually starred in Shakespeare in the Parking Lot. It's a whole different world on the Lower East Side and off, way the heck off. So, but I loved it so much, and I got to play some beautiful roles. And then I left that behind and picked up the guitar and started writing music. And I thought those two worlds would never and maybe should never meet. And I left it alone for a while until I lost my voice, and I had to get very quiet and started doing some reading. And I found myself picking these plays back up, and some of the language inspired me and kind of informed some of the songs that I was writing. So in a sense, I feel like these are conversations between characters that I created and then characters that I knew. This next song I'm going to sing for you, one of my favorite characters in Shakespeare is Desdemona, which sounds kind of strange because she's sort of a very non-modern woman. She's in an abusive relationship. Everybody knows the guy's crazy. They know that she's not cheating on him, and he murders her anyway. It's a terrible, terrible situation, but what I love about Desdemona is just this sort of pure, innocent strength of passion and belief in what she thinks is true, even until the moment she dies. And right before she dies, she has a conversation with her maidservant, Amelia, and she's telling her about this song that's stuck in her head. She says, "My mother had a maid called Barbary, and she had this song called Willow, and I can't get that song out of my mind tonight." And I just thought to myself about what kind of song I might write to that. And so this is not necessarily Desdemona's song, but I kind of made it my own version of that, as if Desdemona might live in Nashville, Tennessee, and be an Americana folk singer-songwriter. This is called Bring Me Back My Heart.
She's alone. Bring me back my heart. Bring me back my heart. Lays between the Bible and the phone. Bring me back my heart. Bring me back my heart. Keeping track with pennies she's collecting on a stair. A coin for every morning she awakes and he's not there. She's laid a trail to guide his way back home. Bring me back my heart. Bring me back my heart. she remembers every whispered promise that was shared, and falls to dreaming, repeating each one like a prayer. With beads she counts through fingers thin as bone. Bring me back my heart. Bring me back my heart. Between the cradle and the marking stone, bring me back my heart, bring me back my heart, bring me back my heart. Bring me back my heart.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What an honor it is to be here on Mountain Stage. What a glorious, glorious show. I'm so privileged to share the stage with all of the artists tonight. I'm fans of every single one of them. So we're thrilled. For this last song, I'd like to invite out my good friends, Mira Stanley and Chucky Costa. They are the duo The Sea, The Sea. We've been doing this CD release tour with them and they've been joining our band, and we just love them and they're good friends of mine. And this is appropriate because this last song we're going to play for you, it's called The Fortunate Ones, and to me it's kind of my Henry V rallying cry. You know, that we band, we few, we happy few, we band of brothers, we ragtag team of folk singers, making the little money that we make but sitting in vans and traveling all over the country bringing music to you. Thank you so much for being here. We are the drunks and the dreamers, the criers and cheaters, ones you'll find down on our knees. We are the fortunate ones. We are the fortunate ones.
We are the fleers and fighters, lying backbiters, begging against a reprise. We are the fortunate ones. We are the fortunate ones. We're the lovers in lives, starting small fires, burning our hearts to the ground. We are the fortunate ones. We are the fortunate ones. We are greedy and growling, full moon howling, if only to hear it out loud. We are the fortunate ones. We are the fortunate ones. We are the fortunate ones. The fuel in this crazy machine, for dreaming the things that we dream, for saying the things that we say when we say. We are light of day sleepers and midnight mistreaters, keeping the monsters at bay. We are the fortunate ones. Yes, we are the fortunate ones.
could dream for saying the things that we say when we say we are the raging pretenders, the five-time offenders, hurting nobody more than ourselves. We are the fortunate ones.
We are the fortunate ones.
We're impossible light, and we're holding on tight to hearts we took down from the shelves. We are the fortunate ones.
We are the fortunate ones.
Thank you.
Amy Spies. That new CD is How to Sleep in a Stormy Boat on Windbone Records. Amy Spies now lives in Nashville, and Judy Collins has sung several of her songs, and Amy started off on Judy's record label. It's nice that she brought out the Sea to Sea. They're traveling with her, opening for her, and as she said, singing along. They have a CD that's going to be out too very soon. They were just on the show not long ago. What a glorious voice Amy has, and kind of chilling to think of almost, it was almost lost, but it's back better than ever.